Algoma is a small town on the shores of Lake Michigan. Early in the morning of July 30th, two signs were found on private property.
And actually, two of the signs were on the property of one of the Jewish community members.
Ilana Kahn-Oren is with the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. She says four other large wooden signs were placed on public property, including a speed limit sign.
And they said, "Jews, get out. Jew, go back to where you came from." I'm paraphrasing. I can't tell you that I have the exact same language, but it was very, very close. "Kill the Jews, keep Algoma clean." Right beneath a sign that looked like the "Welcome to Algoma" sign, it said, "Jews, get out."
Kahn-Oren says some signs had crude swastikas. The signs were quickly removed. The incident is under investigation by the Algoma Police Department and the FBI as a hate crime. Kahn-Oren says because two signs were found on private property, it might be a personal issue, but that it serves as a wake-up call for Algoma and Wisconsin as a whole.
But it just as easily could be hate against African Americans or LGBT people or Latinos or whomever. Our choice is what do we allow in our community?
Algoma's city administrator issued a written statement saying discriminatory, threatening, and anti-Semitic signs won't be tolerated. The Anti-Defamation League is offering a $1,500 reward to find the person or persons responsible. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.